Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
And we're all here with you this evening, and so thankful that you're here with us on this very special evening. Anyway, it's been a strange day. I'm so glad you're here with us. I'm just sitting in a new location. This is actually my office in town, and because I was at, you know, where I was all day. I left the computer here at the house. I mean, at the office. I didn't tell you about this. And then I went home and I was going to get ready for the show. And it's like, where's my computer?
Oh no!
So I came back in here and it's like only time to. I'll just stay here. And oh, and she's being quiet now. We have our. You may see her in a minute if you're on video. We have our office kitty. This is Q is her name. And so she is here and it might be her debut to be on radio.
I think you need to bring her back up. That was awfully cute.
She just got very quiet. So
I got to see her.
Yeah. So when she, because I know there's no if, it's a when she gets active again, I will gladly bring her back on.
So yeah.
Show it everybody.
Yeah. She likes to give kisses. I noticed that.
Yeah. She does, yes. She's very, very affectionate and very ornery, too.
Perfect office kitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's just in that stage now. She's still a kitten, but she's a big kitten, and she's figuring out she knows how to jump, and she knows how to scratch.
Oh, yeah, I remember those phases. Yeah.
But she's a sweetheart. Very much a sweetheart. But yeah, we did a thing on like a poll on Facebook when we first got her. She was a little rescue kitty. Someone had abandoned her out in the parking lot. And so we took her in and we put a poll out there to just find out one. We didn't know what to call her. And so we had a lot of different people making suggestions of name. And we settled in on Q, which is
Q,
very
the cool. Office kitty.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Q, QHHT. Yeah, it just makes sense.
It made a lot of sense, and she's an adorable little addition to the family.
She is. Oh, looks like she is going to come up here.
Yep.
Hey, everybody.
Aww.
It's cute.
Baby.
Yep.
Aww. She's so sweet.
Want to say hi?
No.
She's going to purr. Okay.
And you're just going to keep her off the keyboard, right?
Yeah, she wants to play with all the wires that I've got going on. This is all very new to her. Usually there's a lot of us in here, and she goes around playing with each of us. And now I'm the only one in here, and I'm doing something. It's like,
You're talking and focused. I better get in there. You're working too hard. That's what she's saying.
So she's biting my hand right now, everyone.
I had that happen once where I had kittens in the house and I was doing a radio show and they came and climbed up my leg with the claws and I had to keep my face straight like you're doing right now.
Well, that's what she would be doing if I put her down on the floor. She'd be jumping up and just all claws in my leg. And I'd have to go. Yeah. So I thought it'd be easier. It'd be better to just let her be up here and
just be part of the show.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but if I go, anyway, so if you're not aware, today is the 5th anniversary of Mom's passing. Oh man, I'm going to try and do this without crying.
I know. And I feel bad because I'm so far away. I'd like to just hug you and make that easier. Or harder, I'm not sure.
Well, but. I definitely cry.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's a big day. It's
it is, you know. But it was like coming up to. I mean, because it's been 5 years, and it's like, you know, there's a lot of adjustment that's been going on, but I still, you know, what makes me cry is I miss her.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I know she's here. I know she's always with me, but I miss the 3D. Version of her, and you know, we had a lot of good times together. She was, you know, she's hard-headed, I'm hard-headed, and we had a lot of those hard-headed moments, but she's my mother, I love her dearly, and you know, I miss her. What I really miss, and people told me this would be the case, and I miss our conversations that we had, and because almost every night we would talk on the phone, even though we didn't live that far from each other. We kind of do a recap of the day, and there's a lot of times I'm still looking at the phone thinking she's going to call.
Oh.
So that's, you know, it's like, oh, mom's gone. No, she's not.
You're going to make me cry too, so I'm ready.
But then that's, you know, yeah, I'm hearing right now, well, you know, there's other ways to talk to her. You know, there's other ways to call her.
So, there is, but, you know, it's not the same. There are other ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you have to look at that. You are fortunate enough to know that there are other ways, and you've been able to feel connected in those ways. And that does help, yeah. But it doesn't replace the physical version. Yeah,
absolutely. And so I want to say, what people told me before she passed, you know, like a few years before, they said, just, you know, really treasure this time that you have with her right now, because there will be a time later that you will not have her and you'll really miss her. And at the time it was like, well, my mother's going to live forever. What are you talking about?
You know? Don't you know who she is?
Yeah.
she's not going anywhere.
Right. And so, but they're very, very correct. And, yeah. Anyway, treasure your parents, treasure your mother, treasure your special relationship. Even if it's a struggling relationship, treasure it.
Yeah.
Because there is some day that it won't be there the same way, and you will miss it. No matter what kind of relationship it is, you will miss it.
Yeah, I agree. And what great advice that is. And I know that there's so many people out there that have such an amazing and precious story about your mom. And, you know, I only got to meet her once myself. So, and I love how your screen keeps shaking. Q.
Yeah, that's Q's contribution.
Kitty.
But, you know, even just getting to watch her videos online, people that have never met her feel connected to her. You know, the classes when they connect with those videos, when they get those levels of the QHHT as a practitioner, they hear her voice, they see her in their mind, you know, and still feel like they are receiving that guidance and that teaching from her, even in the classes. And that part is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you were at the last two classes where you got to really experience that. I love it. I love it when the class interacts with her on the video, because yeah, that shows just how much, I mean, and they'll tell you, it felt like she was there.
I heard them all do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they would be like, I could hear her voice when we did our practice sessions. And it's like, oh yeah. And then it gets louder.
Yeah. So I'm always saying, get her in your head. Her in your head.
Yep. You know, she's very much still a part of everything. And that part's so amazing, and she knows how to do that. She knows how to get in and still work with all of us, and so that's pretty powerful, too.
That is a fantastic job of it. I'm always amazed at all these people that tell us that, you know, and the classes tell me that. It's like, well, she's there every time I want her in my session. She's helping me, and, I mean, it'd be almost, I'd say at least, we're getting close to half the class is saying that she's with them. And so,
oh, yeah.
You know, that she's there. I mean, and all you have to do is ask her to be there and she'll be there. So.
Yeah. Last time I did, she was just kind of like, she's just shaking her head. No. I feel like that's probably what she does when she comes. Oh, oh God. Not again, Tracy. So, yeah.
She's proud of you.
Well, I was telling you yesterday, we had gone over to my grandma's I'm going to show my little cardinal, because it just was the very first thing that happened. I walked in, we were clearing some stuff out of my grandma's apartment because they moved her. And so we were clearing some stuff out, and they said, Tracy, will you go clear off this cabinet over here? Very first thing I see is this little red cardinal bird. And it's just this little figurine. And I looked at that and I said, is anybody going to be upset if I pocket this thing? They're like, she will never know it's gone. So So, yeah, I brought that home. And then I go to drop my mom off, and here sitting on her kitchen counter is this magazine with a red cardinal on the front of it. And I was like, hi, Dolores. So you guys just, if you ask, she's around. She's always around. Yeah. So she'll haunt you if you ask. I mean, visit. Yeah.
Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever you want to call it. Yeah, it's good.
Now, she's not going to just be there 24/7. She's got too much to do, but she will be thinker. she'll be there if you want her to be. I think we're really getting a much better idea of, you know, that's the spirit realm and how it works. I mean, we're getting the inkling of an idea. But it's not so restricted and limited like we think we are here.
Yeah. And
she can really be everywhere at once, which is what she wanted to do. So I can do so much more on the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's not limited by time.
No.
So yeah, I love it. So what are some of your favorite stories about your mom?
The biggest, I mean, that's my memories. I mean, my favorite stories are just always talking with her. And we just had a special, I mean, it was really, it's like we were discovering things, you know.
Yeah.
So she would come home from her sessions and she'd talk about what was new or what was like, you know, what was found, different things that she was discovering. And it was like, it was all this convoluted universe stuff, you know, and it was so funny. She'd get aggravated with me. I guess that's my fun is our aggravation that we would have. but it was just, and I think a lot of people will understand this. She would come home and she'd be telling me this stuff that is new. I mean, she's just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is stuff I've never heard of. And as she's telling me this, I mean, inside of me, there's a part that knows. And I'd be sitting there going, uh-huh, uh-huh. And like I know it because I did know it.
Yeah.
You get so aggravated with me because it was like, this is something new. And I was supposed to be in shock and awe. And I'm like wow.
That sounds right. Yeah.
but I think it's the same way people do when they read the convoluted universe books.
Yeah.
They're like, I don't know this. This is new, but there's something inside of me that does know it. It's that kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. And that would be my phone that I need to shut off. Sorry about that.
I got you. Yeah.
That was a good reminder that those are still on.
And so I think that's so much. I mean, a lot of my memories of mom, I mean, it was everything was discovering, you know, but not realizing at the time what we were doing. You know, it was just, we were just talking or we were just doing. And now looking back, it's like, oh my gosh, this is what was happening here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the journey looking back at it, it's like you could just probably see the growth that you were doing in leaps and bounds of just going into the awakening, into the ascension stuff, into 5D Earth. I mean, that had to be like the crazy moment when she brought up a 5D Earth or, you know, this new Earth idea. People had to be going,
yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about?
And so many times, that's what we were doing. We'd talk it out and we're trying to understand. That's that kind of stuff. And we'd just be talking it through. And, you know, and I'm always just, as we're talking, I'm constantly checking in with my guidance team and my guidance system. And it's like this Geiger counter of, yeah, that feels right. No, that doesn't feel right. That feels right. You know, that kind of thing. And everybody's got one. So you can do it too. But it was just that was the kind of thing that was going on and so many times when I was with her doing different things, she would, my team was like, you know, I would hear, this is truth. This is truth. This is truth. You know, so it was really cool. I mean, we were definitely on the edge. I mean, you know, and I can say we because I guess it was a we. I mean, she was the one doing the legwork, but it's like we were doing it together. She would come and we'd bounce the stuff off. I'm not trying to take credit for anything, but it's just that's how it felt. We were doing this together.
Yeah. I'm going to say something real quick. If you guys are listening to this and you're on Facebook for either QHHT, Dolores Cannon's Facebook, my Facebook, Julia Cannon Soul Speak. We have banners up there with the with today's show. And if you have something you would like to share and you'd like us to read, just go ahead and pop it on there. I'm going to try and keep an eye on that. And if you're on my friends, if you're one of my friends on Facebook, that would be the best spot to put it if I'm going to read it, because it's easier for me to find mine.
You have a banner up where the phone number's there. If you want to call in and just talk to us about your memory, if you ever met her, or if you just, you have memories with, you know, just whatever, if you want to share anything about mom.
I do not have a phone number on there, but I'm guessing that we could get one really quick from.
I think it's above the picture, maybe, on the post. Maybe there.
On the QHH, or on the Facebook post?
On the Is there not one? It's okay. Okay.
No. But we'll try to see if I'm going to see if I can find it.
Okay.
I'm determined. You just keep talking. I'll keep nodding my head like I'm listening.
Yeah, and then
I'll
see if I can find it.
Call into the show. I hope I'm giving the right number. 888-627-6008.
There we go.
Okay.
I had a third of it right.
That's all you need. You guys are intuitive. You'll figure out the rest.
Some really cool memories. I mean, there's so many. But toward like one of those last years there, the classes were getting larger, and they were and she was. I remember this one. I don't remember where we were, but there was people from all over the place, which is what we're experiencing now. But it was like it just really hit her on this day. And she's looking around, and I mean, people from all countries and everything. And she's looking, she goes, did I do this?
Yeah.
And then it was just dawning on her what she's been doing. I mean, cause she was just doing, she was her thing. She was doing her passion. She just wanted to teach people. She wanted people to know how to do this. She wanted to, you know, that kind of thing. She was sharing. And then all of a sudden she stopped and looked around. It's like, oh my goodness, what have I done?
Yeah.
And this is what the very last class that she taught, the last level one, we had 150 people in that class. That is officially still the largest. Is that the one we did spin? It's the largest level one. Still.
Level one. Yeah, you had the largest level two.
And that, and I remember when she came in, because she came in just a little bit, so I was kind of getting everybody, you know, just, I don't know, call it warming it up. I don't know what you want to call it. I was talking to everybody before she came in, and I was just finding out where they were. I wanted her to hear some of that. And then she comes in the room, and the whole room stands up and gives her a standing ovation. And she is just, she's so proud. And that, knowing now that was the last class, you know, that she did, that was.
Yeah, and I'm sure some of those people are listening right now, and they remember that moment. You know, that's probably a pretty impactful moment for everyone that was there.
Oh my gosh, it was just amazing. You know, now knowing.
And you know, I've heard people tell that story. So some of the ones that were sitting in on that class were like, I was in that class, and they would tell me that story, and it always just warms my heart that's, you know,
she was just beaming. I was like, yeah, I want you to see. I really wanted her to see what she had done.
Of course, yes. It's so powerful. And, you know, going through the QHHT experience for myself, for watching other people going through that, I even talked to one of the level one people today. And, you know, it's been, about 2 weeks? I don't even know. What time is it?
Is it 2 weeks? Maybe it has. Yeah.
Getting close to it. So, you know, and just how much it's already, just the information that they got from their own sessions and through the class and everything, and how it's impacting them. You know, you guys are huge in changing the world. And it's just a powerful thing. And I'm sure if your mom's had, well, I know she's seen it, but, you know, she could sit here today on the show and tell you what she's seen you do in the last 5 years with QHHT. I mean, we're all standing up and clapping for you now, because you have taken this and really expanded it and, you know, just kept your mom's work going. And it's so important to keep it going.
That's the main thing is, I had to. I mean, I love it, and it's my privilege, my pleasure, and my honor to do it. But I mean, it was like this. I have to do this. You know, I can't let it go. It can't die. It can't go away.
It's too important.
It's too important. This is huge. And if anybody's not. You know, I think once you start into this and once you really see what's happening here, you realize this is a humanity thing. This is something it's bigger than any of the pieces.
Yeah.
So much bigger than any one person, any individuals. It is huge. And that's what keeps coming to me. And it's like, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like this is in any way negative by saying I had no choice. But it was my pleasure. I mean, this is what I feel like this is what I signed up for. So that kind of thing. It always has a mission feel to it.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's probably not your choice of words isn't like you were forced to do this. It was like you just knew this was part of your calling. This is your purpose. Exactly. This is why you're here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'd be doing if I wasn't doing this. So
right? I know. It does kind of make you wonder, doesn't it? It's like, gosh, if this wasn't around, what would I be doing? Because I've thought that, and I'm a practitioner. You like teach it, but I've sat there and thought, boy, if this wasn't part of my life, what would I be doing? And I tell you what, I wouldn't give this up. No, you did have to keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because you. There is a point in there. You think, it's like, okay, what am I going to do? What happens now? And there just wasn't any option.
There isn't. And you know, I'm going to take it back. Let's just say that you know, 5 years ago, when your mom left, maybe it just didn't go anywhere, and you let it, you just let it fizzle out. I would look at my life and I would just be kind of still in that 3D ka-thunk, 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 you know, and there's just no way. I mean, I love my life and I love what I do and I love helping people and this journey, and I have you guys to thank for that. And it's too, and I know there's thousands of others that have taken the class that could be saying the same thing. It is life changing, and it will put you on a path. If you step into it, it will put you on a path that will bring you to your joy. It'll bring you to great satisfaction. You will find who you are and what you are meant to do in this world. And nothing better than that to me.
To me. And yeah, exactly. Cause that's what it's all about, is you're finding out who they are, and then you're helping others to find out who they really are. And it's like, what is more satisfying than that? What is more, you know, it's just so rewarding, you know, it's just to help people be who they really are.
Yeah.
Remember who they really are.
Well, how many times growing up have you asked the universe, why am I here? Mm-hmm. You know, what's the point? To do the 9-to-5 job? To do the dishes at night? You know, it's like, fold the laundry? Why am I here? And this is the answers. It's the answers. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's good.
Well,
oh, my gosh. You guys that are listening on the radio, you can't see the picture, but the Q just jumped up on Julia and licked her face like it was candy. That's awesome.
To be part.
Oh, my gosh. I think you lost some flesh on that one.
I might.
She looks so cute and innocent. Okay. I'm going to do the play-by-play for the ones that aren't getting the video. She's just sitting here so cute, and then all of a sudden she'll lunge and grab flesh with her mouth. So it's awesome. But
I'm trying real hard not to scream.
want to screenshot this moment where she looks so cute and innocent because I know she's going to lunge at you any second. There it is.
Yep.
So she's breaking the tension of all the seriousness. But, you know, this will eventually get posted on YouTube. And I know that there's going to be some people that have some great stories to tell. And I'm just going to invite them right now. Post it down below. Post your stories. And then when Julia gets a chance, she's not wrestling the cat. She's going to read those. And it's special to have those stories because I know that there's a lot of people out there with their Dolores Cannon stories, you know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Oh, she drew
blood. I don't see blood. Is there blood?
Yeah, on my lip.
Okay, note to self, no more live shows from the office.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not until you grow up.
Yeah. Why am I hearing the I'll Never Grow Up song?
I can believe
it
with this one.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You guys do have to find this video when it goes on live with the video portion of it. So... all that good stuff. That's awesome.
She knows how lucky she is.
Yeah.
Remember?
Is anybody a pet communicator out there?
Yeah.
You have some advice. So I thought this was going to be so cute to have Q be part of the show tonight, but you know, it's cute. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, sure you are.
You guys, I'm sorry for laughing so much, but it's like, have you guys seen that that it went around on? It probably went viral on social media where that guy was doing the little interview and the woman's crawling in the back door and the kid's like getting in stuff behind him and he's trying to keep his straight face in the interview and all of this is going on. The kid got loose and came into his office and the nanny's crawling on the floor and trying to get the kid out. And it was hilarious. And the whole time he's trying to stay serious because he's on this call. That's what I feel like you're going through right now. Yeah.
Very close. Very close. Goodness, lunging kitty. If I put her on the floor, she'll just lunge right back up into my lap. Okay, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Now you're being a little...
Uh-oh, we're going to see the colorful side of things going on right now. What was that?
The great conversation here.
This is the side that your mom would get to see when you were confrontational or...
I only do that with animals when they're not
when they're biting your face.
Yes.
Giving you bloody lip.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Okay.
So did you have any themes this week? I know that there was a theme for me this week. I just want to know if you had any themes.
You know, I think there was, but I don't remember what it was right now. Go ahead and tell yours, and it might jog mine.
Okay. Well, one of the themes was contemplation time. And it was about just taking some time to reflect on what do you really want? What do you want to create? And so I think we're just in this really creative place. I know that... you're going to be leaving for France here pretty soon. So we're not going to do another live show for a little bit. So we're going to be in Mercury retrograde here pretty soon. At the end of the month, that kicks in. And that's going to be a great time for reflecting. But it feels like we're already kind of going into this contemplation. Think about what you want. Think about what you desire. But it's also been about, you know, the self-love piece to that. And so there's been a lot of communication about self-love and not to think that self-love takes away from anybody else. You know, that was kind of a big part of it. It doesn't take away from anybody else. And, you know, to let other people, and we've talked about this before, let other people have their journey. If you keep jumping in and rescuing and saving, then they just have to keep repeating that pattern. So, You know, those kinds of things. So self-love, let other people, you know, you can still love them without fixing everything for them, right? And that's kind of a message for myself with having three kids that, you know, there's always something going on with kids, right? And so it's like, no, let them go fix that themselves and watch them grow and watch them when they do fix it, you know, watch how they light up with that. You know, that's a good big thing too. So that's been kind of a theme this week for me, watching how different things, different sessions and readings and different things were rolling out. And that was, to me, that was a big deal because it was like, you know, it's such a good reminder. Let's go think about what we want to create for ourselves. And that's not taking away from anyone else. If you were to do something for you, it's not taking away from anyone else in the family. So that was a cute little video of a cat. So it's, it's a powerful thing. Just what do you want? What's your desire? Ask, put it out there to the universe. What is it you would like to create for your life? And get out of the idea that it's taking away from your family or your loved ones or anybody else that might be involved. And allow yourself permission to have what you want. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. And like you're saying, I mean, that is empowering people when you do that. You're mm-hmm. giving an example of what to do. So many times, sometimes some people might get angry when you're trying to do your own thing. Well, that's because, and this, I heard this a long time ago. It was like when people are going for what they want and they understand what it is that they are doing. And now they're doing the extra effort and they're going for it. Some people in your world might get upset with you, and that's you think, oh my gosh, well, I need to live my world according to everybody else. And it's like the reason they get upset is because you've just taken their excuse away.
Yeah.
So they have no one now to blame but themselves for not doing whatever. As long as you weren't doing anything and going for your dreams, then they had an excuse. But as soon as you start doing something, you know, then they say that. But let's look at the flip side of it is you are showing them an example of how to do it. They can do it too. It's just, now just do it. So that's what you're helping. That's what you're giving people when you actually go for what you want and you know and you're doing these things, you are showing other people how to do the very same thing and mm-hmm. live their dreams as well.
And it's very empowering. And you know, that was one of the things I've had to learn over the years and still learning, I'm sure. We're always learning the next level. So, to stop looking for permission to do the things that I want to do in my life, you know, and start giving myself permission to do it. Because I would hold back in so many ways or, you know, I can't do this because. And you know, finding reasons why I couldn't, or asking everybody and their dog, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? Well, I already know I want to do it. Yeah. So why am I seeking approval and permission from everybody outside of myself? So, you know, again, this seems to be something that's cycling through over the last week or so of just putting that message out there. You know, what is your desire? What do you want to create for you? How do you want to feel? And moving people out of that self-sabotage.
Right. And there was something I read. It was a message, you know, like we get all these inspirational messages different places. And there was one, I read it to you right after we had gotten together at one of the classes. And that was one of its things. It's like it had all these different ways that you give your power away. And that was one of them is when you're always asking someone else what they think about something. If you're constantly doing that, that's giving your power away. And that was one that I didn't realize. You know, a lot of them were very obvious. But that one was like, oh, you're right.
Well, and the funny thing is we're going to keep doing that until we find the person that gives us the answer we want to hear anyway. Yeah. So just go for the thing you want. Just go do it. That's the only thing you're doing is looking for validation, and you don't need it.
you really do know. And it's okay to make a move without everybody else's approval.
Yeah. So that was one of the things that I just noticed as a theme. But the self-love part, so important, because, you know, we're bringing in a world around us that reflects that. And so the more we can learn to just really embrace ourselves and who we are and what we are in this world, rather it be the shadow where you're yelling at a cat on a radio show, or it's...
I did not yell at the cat.
Oh, I heard it in my head.
I was talking to the cat.
Little kitty.
Oh, yeah, that was very different than my yelling.
Okay, we don't want to hear her yelling. We won't push the buttons. But, yeah, that's true. Let it build up. Yeah, but... yeah. So what are you going to do this weekend that would reflect some self-love?
Oh, my goodness. You're putting me on the spot. Well, I'm getting my hair. That's why my hair looks like it does right now. I'm getting it cut tomorrow and worked on.
So if you weren't getting it cut tomorrow, it wouldn't look like that?
No, it would probably be at a proper length. It's too long right now. It's at a length that it goes, ugh.
So, I hear you.
I can't do a thing with it. And it's looking forward to this. My hair loves to go to the salon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
So, wonderful.
And she gives the most wonderful, I don't know of anybody else, it may be a Dallas thing, I don't know, or a Texas thing, but she came from Dallas, and she gives me the most wonderful head massages when she does my, you know, when she washes my hair, it's like, and I go quite a ways to go see her, and it's for that massage.
Yeah. I know that if I asked you, do you want to give her a shout out, then she'd get so popular she wouldn't be able to fit you in. But if you want to, you should do that. You should. She knows who she is.
She does know who she is. Yeah. Heather in Rogers, Arkansas. That might be.
All right. Yeah. You guys go get Heather, but not tomorrow, because that's when Julia is going to be getting her hair
done.
So that's wonderful. But yeah, I have a wonderful hair lady as well. Mine's Mindy in Oregon. But it's kind of a fun day, and she's very metaphysical, so I get to sit there. I don't know what the people in her salon think when I sit in that chair, because I mean, if you think our conversations on this show get broad, it gets really broad in that chair, because we're talking about everything. And I notice that sometimes it gets kind of quiet in there. It's like, oh my gosh, everybody was just listening to that, weren't they? But yeah, I'll get very metaphysical, and we chit chat back and forth. And what does this dream mean? And what did that mean? And we have the best time. And so I get it. The hair thing is very much a treat. I like that. Anything else for self-care, self-love? You just got something today. That's a self-lovey thing.
I did. I went to a craft fair. This is like this big, it's called the War Eagle Craft Fair in Northwest Arkansas. It's this huge fair that's been going on for, I don't know, maybe close to 50 years. And it's just amazing. And so now I go annually with my brother and his wife. And so we were over there, and I got a little gnome. Something's got to really talk to me. And this one was talking to me, saying it had to come and it wanted to be in my front yard to welcome everybody. So it's a little gnome with a sign that says welcome.
I love the little gnomes. Yeah. I have a little gnome story.
Do you?
If we have time, I'll tell you. Do we have time? Okay, so... I have this friend of mine, this is kind of back in the earlier days. So this story has stayed with me for many years, because I used to work at, I don't know if Curves Gym is something that's well known, but anyways, it's a women's gym and it's a circuit thing. And I would walk around the circuit, and she would come in, and she ends up moving. Her husband's an anesthesiologist, and they end up moving and they get this house. And, you know, we have our own little magical stories around her finding the right house. And then she calls me up one day, and it had been a little while. And she called me up. She goes, I need your help. I said, what's going on? She goes, there's something in my house, And it's a little angry elf, I think is what she was calling it. She says, the little angry elf in my house. I was like, well, it's only angry because you're calling it an elf. It's a gnome. And she's like, oh. So, but they were having experiences where they could hear it mm-hmm. run through the house. They could hear the thumping of the feet on the ground running through the house. And then her husband was upstairs. They have like this bonus room upstairs and he's watching football or something. And he heard one of the kids go downstairs. So he gets up and goes down because they were supposed to be in bed and he can't find them. And he walked in their bedrooms downstairs. He walked in and he said, did whatever their name was come in here? No. And he goes upstairs and they're fast asleep in their bed. And he's like, well, that was weird. So he's seeing it, hearing it, you know, out of the corner of his eye. He saw the movement. He heard him go downstairs. So he heard it. So if I remember right, that's when he said, you need to call your crazy friend and find out what's going on with their house because there's something in here, right? Well, so she had messaged me, but I wasn't able to get back to her. And then the next experience she had was it actually had jumped up on her while she was sleeping. And he was working a late shift or early or something. So it was the morning. It had jumped up on her and actually pulled the covers off of her, woke her up. She saw it as it jumped off of her and ran out of the room. That's why she called it the angry elf, because she saw this little this little being run out of her room. I got a really quick phone call after that one. And so I was sitting with it. And I said, well, first off, it's a gnome. Secondly, what it's telling me is that your house is, they cut his tree down to build your house. So he's angry because he's got to go through the house to get underneath the house. And he doesn't like living under your house. And so this part was really cool. I said, he wants you to walk through the house and I'm supposed to tell you when to stop. And I said, I'm seeing it kind of in the entryway. So she goes in the entryway and I can hear her walking. I said, stop. And she said she stopped and chills just ran up her whole body. And I said, that's where the tree was. And so anyways, they weren't the ones that built the house. So he wasn't angry at them, but he was tired of living under the house. So we asked him, what would you like to have happen here? How can we help you not be upset? And he says, well, I need a new home. And so he asked if they could help him find a new home. They had a little creek by the house. He wanted to be by the water, but he also liked watching the kids because they were little and they were playing and he liked watching that. And he actually liked the family. He just didn't like living under the house. So he asked if they could find him a new home. And so she's very crafty. So she makes this little door and this little welcome sign and she makes the little driveway. And I mean, like they did so many cute things here. And so they went out and they packed a picnic lunch and her and the kids went out to go find this new home. And they found a tree that faced the backyard where he could watch the kids playing on the swing and the creek was right there. And they put the little door up and they put all this stuff up and made it. And he even had a little garage because one of the roots kind of went over. And so she took pictures of it and she sent it to me. And about a week later, I said, so how's the house? And she says, it's quiet as can be. He's happy. He hasn't been back since we found him the new home. And so I always thought that would be a cute Disney story or something, you know, something with this little gnome that's terrorizing the house. But really all it wanted was to be recognized for what happened and help me find a new one. And so anyways, I just always thought that was the cutest gnome story. But yeah, the gnomes are there and please don't cut down their trees. So especially build your own house. That's so that's my gnome story.
That is really cute.
It is a cute story. Yeah.
I don't know much about gnomes. I'm not that's why this it surprised me that this one was talking to me.
Oh, they'd be kind of energetically they'd be kind of like the cat, you know. They do really like the people. They like the people but don't make them mad. You know how they say the fairies will hide your keys and stuff? Yes. Yeah, the gnomes will do that too. The fairy realm is kind of that way. It's like they very much get along with each other, but you got to respect them, right? And so, you know, you get into their territory and their realm is really close to our realm. So we affect them. I had one where I went and did a house clearing because there was mischief going on in the house. And it turned out it was the fairies, because the husband was, they lived up in the woods and he liked to shoot. So he would go out and shoot at targets. He wasn't shooting at animals, but he had targets and he would go out and shoot, and it would, he, without any warning, and he would go out and start shooting his gun, and it would freak them out. So they started wreaking havoc in the house. And so, beautiful house.
That's a deer hole.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of how they felt about it. It's like, well, how do you like it when we come in and disturb you? And so here I am playing the negotiator between this family and this, the fairy realm, you know, and they're like, I said, he's not going to stop shooting his gun, and he's going to think that this is hogwash, because I'm up there with the wife and kids, right? And so I was like, come on, fairies, how can we compromise? Because they really love it up here with you, but he's not going to quit shooting his gun. And so they said, well, can you at least warn us before he goes out and starts shooting the gun? And so we did get him to compromise that he would at least warn them and say, I'm going to come out and shoot in 10 minutes. And then they know, and then they won't be surprised by the sounds. So I found that all to be interesting, too. And they said everything settled down. So
the man said it? I mean, he was going to be okay with saying that?
He said that, well, the kids and the wife said, we'll go out and tell him that he's going to shoot in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So I think they were the one, because he wasn't, if I remember right, he wasn't even there, because I think he probably would have thought having someone like me come up was silly.
Yeah.
So, but if the house settles down, the house settles down, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, so if you live in the woods and you're having mischievous things happen, think about how you're acting in that environment. Maybe there's something that you need to look at.
Yeah. Now, my environment is good. I mean, I have the deer running around all the time. I do live in the woods. But that may be why the gnome is attracted. Maybe it's like, okay, maybe it's time. I figure there's fairies. I mean, I just don't, you know, it's just it. Some people see them and I don't see, I don't know if they've seen them there, but I'm just like, I haven't gotten where I can see beings yet. You know, I can sense them, but there's so much activity around my house. I mean, the deer, in fact, it was kind of funny. It was almost like the reindeer games, you know, and the reindeer playing out in the front. And they're just running all around, and they were dodging each other, playing. And it's like, just like Santa's reindeer. they're playing the reindeer games.
Yep. And you made a safe environment for them.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you're swarming with all kinds of little fairy realm creatures. You know, if you could put on your little fairy realm eyes, you'd probably feel like you were in another Disney movie, right?
I would love to. That's what I'm trying to create, the environment that they want to be in. And I would love to be able to see them.
I don't see them, so I hope I didn't give that impression. I can see them in my mind's eye, but I don't see them. They can communicate with me if in those situations I was able to communicate pretty clear. And in the one, I was on the phone sitting at home, and she was at her house and, you know, 2 hours away. So, it's all energy.
Absolutely. It's all energy. And so just understand, anybody can. So I'm just not trying to see if I get anything right now. It's not anything I've made an effort to talk to them, but I can talk to anything else that wants to talk. So
I guarantee you can talk to them, and you have probably. Just not realizing it. That little conversation that went on in your head while you were doing dishes was probably with a fairy. Just ask them, what else do you want, and see what kind of things show up at the craft fair.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I'm probably, a lot of people do this. I just go around. I wasn't there trying to find anything. It was just, you know, if something jumps out at me, it's got to speak to me. That was speaking very loudly. I'm not leaving, apparently, this booze until I get it. So it was. That's the only thing I got.
Yeah. That little gnome wanted to, they're just letting you know. They were probably there with you, following behind. Just that one looks like me. You need to go home with that.
That's a feeling I had.
Yeah.
That was a feeling.
Mm-hmm. It's representing. Yeah.
So, anybody gets drawn to gnomes or fairies or anything else. That may be it's probably
could what be the realm. The realm is talking dragons, wizards, all kinds of things, sprites, all of them. They're all in there waving hello. Yeah. So
very cool.
So I want to talk a little bit. You guys have classes. You're leaving for France.
Right. Yeah, that class starts on the 29th. It's a level 2 class, QHHT, and that'll be in Cannes. I think I said it right.
You're asking the wrong person. Somebody will correct it.
France. I usually say France. It's France. So, or it's close to that. It's closer than my normal way of saying something. So, but yeah, we'll be there, and that's going to be, and that's, you know, that's in the area, that's in the south of France. So beautiful, beautiful area. I've been to the west of there before, and it's just gorgeous. And that's like the whole Mary Magdalene and the Templar, the Knights Templar. It's all, it's their territory. You know, that's where all that stuff happened. We'll see if, I'm not sure how much of that we'll be able to do, but we will be out in it some. And but it's gorgeous, gorgeous area. Anyway, but that was one of our latest translations that we got the level 1 online class into. Yeah. Huge, tremendous response to it. I mean, France is just right there. And so I'm really, really excited to go there and just get right in the middle of all that.
Yeah. Just getting that fun energy of expansion. Now, you have a lot of level 1 practitioners that I know are kind of still on a fence about Egypt. So let's talk Egypt a little bit, because you got the level 2 going on there, but there's such an amazing excursion or after party kind of thing going on in Egypt. I really want you to tell people about that, because I know there's people on the fence that are like, kind of want to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
But I don't know. So tell them why.
Now, if you wanted to go to level 2, but you've been, wonder when am I going to do that? Which class should I go to? If you've ever had a desire to go to Egypt and visit the pyramids and be on a camel out there running. Hey, these camels are fantastic. You've got to experience a camel.
Julie is addicted to the camels now.
These camels are wonderful.
And they don't bite and claw your face when you're hugging on them.
So far, I haven't had that experience.
They're going to keep putting that out there, but you do not.
Wonderful, wonderful. But you can just have, anyway, we have 3 days that we'll be exploring the pyramids and, I mean, all kinds. It's not just the 3 pyramids in Cairo. Those are just the most popular ones. There's like 300 pyramids in the Cairo area.
Wow.
We'll be exploring a lot of different ones and going in different areas and seeing a lot of different things. So if this is something you've ever wanted to do, it's included with the level 2 class, guys.
Yeah. So, and then there's the addition to that. Now that part's not included with the class, but if they wanted to add it on, it's the cruise, right?
Right. We also have a cruise that we're doing, a 4-day cruise that's after all of that. So we'll be on that. If you want to join us, you can call the office and get more information on that. It's so limited. The space on that is so limited. We just decided not to put it out there on advertising. We told some classes about it, and it's been filling up pretty quickly just with that.
Yeah.
So that's why you won't see it on our website, but you can call in and ask about it or email or whatever you want to.
Okay, so I let the cat out of the bag, so somebody needed to hear that.
I guess so. And then also the 3-day excursion that's part of the level 2. If you just want to come and go with us to the pyramids, you can. We have that where you can just get on that separately. So
wonderful. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. So it's all wonderful things. And you can find out about all of the classes coming up. We have all over, we're setting up the next year's schedule as well.
Yeah.
And we'll have that out. I think we had a little bit start coming out today. And so over the next, probably we'll have a lot more. We are making all of next year's schedule now. So, oh my gosh, and the things we have in store. So just keep posted to QHHTofficial.com to see everything that's going on. You can also be on our Facebook page, and you'll hear about the classes as we're, you know, confirming them, we start posting about them. But the website is the best place to see exactly what's going on for all the classes.
And you do have another class, or all the classes will be offered again in the States. I just want to say that. I don't think you have that up yet, but but that is going to be
In February. Coming. In February, I can go ahead and talk about that because it's like posting now. It'll be up anytime.
Okay.
We'll be doing all of our classes in Miami, Florida.
Yeah. So if there's any level you want to take, that's the place.
If you're wanting something that's here stateside, there you go.
Yeah.
We'll have it here.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just seeing the time.
Yeah.
It's that time again. So, Tracy, how can people find you?
Oh, please come find me over at TracyMahan.com, and it's TracyMahan. There's my big kitty called Buddy, and he looks like a dog, and he doesn't bite my cheeks, but that's
Dang
it. But yeah, TracyMahan.com, come find me over there. Julia, you already told them how to get to the QHHTOfficial.com. That's where you go for all the classes,
right.
And that's everything coming up and more, and such exciting time. There's so much expansion, you guys, for QHHT. I just can't tell you enough. Now's the time to get on board. Do it.
And if you've ever wanted to just help people, I mean, really, okay, this is helping people like you can never imagine.
I mean,
it's so...
It is.
Yeah, I think that's enough said.
Her reaction alone. Yeah.
Oh, I love you all. I love you, Tracy.
I love you, Julia. And thank you for sharing this day with me. I know that it's not an easy day. And thank you for doing the show, because it's big. It's a big thing. And thank you, everyone, for listening and sending your support.
Thank
Lovely.
You. Love you. Bye-bye. Mwah.